You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, gentlemen, I'm gonna go ham with this one. Talk about two completely missed opportunities for the whole "we need to smash the patriarchy" movement to actually show what they can do. Now, as you guys know, recently made a video about how certain women over here in the West are up in arms about Texas. But yet, when it came to Afghanistan, they changed their tone real damn quick. However, let's go ahead and take Afghanistan off the table for right now. Because as you guys know, Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana. So let's go with something that's a lot closer to home. Now, this article was published on the 7th of September. Hurricane Ida, power outages, misery persist 9 days later. Now, understand, gentlemen, ever since the power went out in Louisiana, there has not been one single feminist organization to say, "we're going to rally the girls and go down to Louisiana and show these men what we can do." Oh, no, there has not been so much as a peep out of the feminist movement talking about they can do it. More than 400,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana still don't have power 9 days after Hurricane Ida. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Louisiana, most of them outside of New Orleans, still don't have power Tuesday. And more than half the gas stations in two major cities were without fuel 9 days after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state, splintering homes and toppling electric lines. Gentlemen, this right here is the perfect real life, real time happening of my catchphrase. The power is out in Louisiana. And as I stated before, not one feminist movement has made any sort of attempt to rally the girls and go down and help with the relief efforts. Not one. There were also continuing signs of recovery. However, as the total number of people without electricity has fallen from more than 1 million at its peak, while hundreds of thousands of people have had their water restored, fuel shortages also persisted across hard-hit areas of the state. More than 50% of gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge remained without gasoline Tuesday afternoon, according to GasBuddy.com. The power situation has improved greatly since Ida first hit. In the first hours after the storm, nearly 1.1 million customers were in the dark, but that number was down to about 430,000 on Tuesday. With the help of tens of thousands of workers from power companies in numerous states, the state's biggest energy provider, Entergy, has been able to slowly bring electricity back, leaving only 19% of its customers in the region without power as of Tuesday. Tens of thousands of workers from power companies, I'm willing to guarantee you at least 95% of those workers were men who were doing the dangerous job of working with power lines. But as we all know from a certain former president, women can do everything that men can do and do it better and do it in heels. Where is the heel brigade right now? For residents in the state's five hardest hit parishes in southeastern Louisiana, however, that number is little comfort. Fully 98% of those residents are still without power more than a week after Eta slammed onshore with 150 mile per hour winds on August 29th. Power probably won't be widely restored to St. John the Baptist and St. John James, parishes until September 17th and until September 29th. To LaForche, St. Charles, and Terrebonne parishes, Entergy said Tuesday. The parishes are home to about 325,000 people. Okay. All right. So, feminists, female feminists, I'm going to be crystal clear about this. You've dropped a major ball here. See, right now would have been a perfect time for y'all to get together, get off your big fat asses, and actually go and do something to help. But oh, no, 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 no. We all know what the feminist game is. Screech, cry, complain until men finally give you what you want. See, we all know with talks of the draft coming and being inclusive of women. See, a lot of these women, what they're going to do, they're going to say, oh, no, 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 no. That's not the equality that I want. Hell, there was a tweet that one woman put out that said, well, that's enough feminism for today. So these women know good and damn well, without weak-willed men to actually let them off the hook, they have no teeth. They have no power. They don't. But as I stated before, every time there's been a natural disaster, there's been something in which society had a little bit of unease and their comfort was threatened, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They ran into a corner, balled up, hid, and screeched and said, nope, we don't want to be a part of this. It's just like Bill Burr said in one of his funniest stand-ups, there's no such thing as a feminist in a house fire. Gentlemen, we all know this. There is no such thing as a feminist in any sort of emergency situation. Oh, the power goes out like in Louisiana? Oh, no, we need the men to go out there and handle that dangerous task. We want to sit back here in the rescue center. That way we can still have electricity. We can still take photos. We can still virtue signal. Yeah, right. Okay. But all in all, the feminist agenda has been thoroughly unraveled. We see you for what you truly are. Hopefully, more men will start turning against you and saying, You want this? Go do it yourself. But not gonna hold my breath. However, I can guarantee you, if there were any feminist organizations based out of Louisiana, they are mighty damn quiet. Mm-hmm. But read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, this scenario right here is my catchphrase in real life, in real time. The power will eventually go out. And in Louisiana, it has gone out. Feminism will go out right along with it, as it's been clearly demonstrated with the fact that not one single feminist organization has put out so much as a tweet to say, let's organize and go down there and help with the relief efforts. So, at this point, gentlemen, we already know. When you hear a feminist running off at the mouth, simply turn and walk the other way. Because once the power goes out, her attitude will change. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.